Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Monday features southern wean calves and calves on cows, as well as bred stock. Tuesday, we're selling Holsteins, as well as yearling steers and heifers from throughout the U.S. Wednesday kicks off 3 days of outstanding northern calves, offering wean calves on cows from Montana, North and South Dakota, Eastern Wyoming, and Nebraska. Thursday features wean calves and calves on cows from Colorado, New Mexico, and Western Wyoming. The week wraps up on Friday featuring wean calves and calves on cows from Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and California. Superior Livestock Auction presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're going to look at these livestock futures yesterday. The cattle futures, another big day yesterday.
Exactly right. At least this time it went the right direction to the upside, as we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle all have large triple-digit gains yesterday with some limit-up closes for the live cattle. Now, technical buying, lower grain prices, and higher cash cattle trading the feed yards all contributed to the higher surge in cattle futures. And we saw cash cattle trading yesterday as high as 150 to 153. Now, choice box beef was down 44 cents yesterday. Select boxes down 9 cents on a total movement of 144 loads. Daily cattle slaughter was 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 18 cents, and we will have an early closing today in the livestock markets at 12:15. On the close yesterday, August live cattle up to $3 limit, August feeder cattle up $3.77, and August lean hogs up 47 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures close yesterday, it was kind of a tough day for the grains, kind of the opposite from the cattle yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw trading mostly on the lower side yesterday for our corn, wheat, and soybean futures as profit-taking weighed on the prices after the large gains that have been taking place lately. Now, late-session buying did manage to pull the corn slightly positive on the close, and it pulled the wheat and the soybeans off their session lows despite the fact they closed negative. Now, over the past 2 to 2.5 weeks, we have seen November soybeans gain $1.44 to the upside. July KC wheat has gained $1.06, and December corn has gained 74 cents. Now, the June job numbers will be released at 7:30 this morning, and today the grains will close early at 12 noon, and all markets will be closed on Friday. At the moment, September KC wheat's down 7.5 cents, December corn's trading down a penny, November soybeans down a penny and three quarters, December cotton's down 50 points, August crude oil is 2 cents higher, September dollar index is unchanged, and September Dow Jones futures are 25 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And we'll visit with you again in the morning. Hope you have a great holiday coming up here in the next couple of days. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.